To begin with, the globalization system, unlike the Cold War system, is not static, but a dynamic, ongoing process. Globalization involves the inexorable integration of markets, nation-states, and technologies to a degree never witnessed before, in a way that is enabling individuals, corporations, and nation-states to reach around the world farther, faster, deeper, and cheaper than ever before, and in a way that is also producing a powerful backlash from those brutalized or left behind by this new system. The driving idea behind globalization is free market capitalism. The more you let market forces rule and the more you open your economy to free trade and competition, the more efficient and flourishing your economy will be. Globalization means the spread of free market capitalism to virtually every country in the world. Globalization also has its own set of economic rules, rules that revolve around opening, deregulating, and privatizing your economy. Unlike the Cold War system, globalization has its own dominant culture, which is why it tends to be homogenizing. In previous eras, this sort of cultural homogenization happened on a regional scale. The Hellenization of the Near East and the Mediterranean world under the Greeks, the Turkification of Central Asia, North Africa, Europe, and the Middle East by the Ottomans, or the Russification of Eastern and Central Europe and parts of Eurasia under the Soviets. Culturally speaking, globalization today is largely, though not entirely, the spread of Americanization, from Big Macs to IMAX to Mickey Mouse, on a global scale. Globalization, too, has its own defining technologies. Computerization, miniaturization, digitization, satellite communications, fiber optics, and the internet. And these technologies help to create the defining perspective of globalization. If the defining perspective of the Cold War world was division, the defining perspective of globalization is integration. The symbol of the Cold War system was a wall, which divided everyone. The symbol of the globalization system is a worldwide web, which unites everyone. The defining document of the Cold War system was the treaty. The defining document of the globalization system is the deal. Once a country makes the leap into the system of globalization, its elites begin to internalize this perspective of integration and always try to locate themselves in a global context. I was visiting Amman, Jordan in the summer of 1998 and having coffee at the Intercontinental Hotel with my friend Rami Khoury, the leading political columnist in Jordan. We sat down and I asked him what was new. The first thing Rami said to me was, "Jordan was just added to CNN's worldwide weather highlights." What Rami was saying was that it is important for Jordan to know that those institutions which think globally believe it is now worth knowing what the weather is like in Amman. It makes Jordanians feel more important and holds out the hope that they will be enriched by having more tourists or global investors visiting. The day after seeing Rami, I happened to go to Israel and meet with Jacob Frankel, governor of Israel's central bank and a University of Chicago-trained economist. Frankel remarked that he too was going through a perspective change. He told me, "Before, when we talked about macroeconomics, we started by looking at the local markets, local financial system, and the interrelationship between them, and then as an afterthought, we looked at the international economy. There is a feeling that what we do is primarily our own business, and then there are some outlets where we will sell abroad. Now we reverse the perspective. Let's not ask what markets we should export to, after having decided what to produce. Rather, let's first study the global framework within which we operate, and then decide what to produce. It changes your whole perspective," said Frankel.